Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. I am so excited for our conversation today because it is part two. So last week we talked about the mistakes that female entrepreneurs make when it comes to money. And last time we talked about the mistakes, but I promised I wasn't going to leave you there. And so today in this part two, we are talking about what to do about it. This is a real action orientated conversation. So this is for you. If you are not where you thought you would be with your business, if you are not really earning enough, and if you're really honest, sometimes it is really scary. If you are struggling with those roller coaster months, that lack of consistency, that lack of security, and you can't seem to break through your income plateau, no matter how hard you work, it's not about how intelligent you are. And maybe if you are starting to wonder if in fact it is you that you haven't got what it takes to make this entrepreneurship thing work, and you might be better off just going and getting a job. Or maybe you are doing really, really well. You are smashing it on paper and yet you just can't enjoy your success. You've reached a certain point, you've hit your goals, and you're looking around and thinking, is this it? This doesn't feel like I thought it would. As we saw last time, there are some really, really common mistakes that women make when it comes to money and being an entrepreneur. And we talked about what those mistakes were in part one of this conversation. Please do check the link in the notes from wherever you are accessing today's talk. There is a link to go back and listen to part one if you want to go over that. But I promised I would not leave you there being aware of your mistakes. But I felt it was really, really important to revisit this topic and talk about, okay, so I'm recognizing myself and these mistakes. What can I do about it? How can I make things better to step away from these mistakes and start making the money and having the income that I deserve? My name is Claire Akers. I help women grow aligned and authentic businesses through helping them achieve that authentic self-mastery and learning to alchemize, to transmute their origin story paradigm and the money stories that are keeping them small. And that origin story paradigm, it is going to feature heavily in today's conversation because this is the key. This is the key to absolutely breaking free. So first things first, who here has done their homework? I asked you to do some homework last time. And the homework I asked you to do was to notice those money stories, to notice when you are being triggered by anything to do with money. And we had a fairly broad definition of that. And to notice the meaning, the story, the narrative, what that little voice is saying to you inside your head, what it's whispering to you, you know, that saboteur, that devil on your shoulder, what it is whispering to you. I wanted you to write it down. So for example, if you were pitching a client and it came to the talking money bit, what the little voice said. If you were thinking about when bills were due or you've got salaries to pay and clients are late paying, what does that little voice say? When you get a no, when you were really, really counting on hoping for a yes from somebody. And when that big dream, that vision that you're striving for, when it seems so far away and ridiculous and ludicrous to even dream that big, and you're losing your mojo and you're losing your confidence, what does that voice say? So hopefully you have got some ideas written down. However, if you are brand new to this conversation, don't go anywhere. You're in safe hands. Let me give you some examples of what we are talking about. So the key concept here to remember is we are talking about your origin story paradigm and how it is running your money story. So your origin story paradigm is the belief system you have about money and everything else, but we are talking specifically about money today. And it's that little voice that says, you're not worthy of that. You couldn't possibly pull that off. You're a fraud and people are going to find you out and no one's going to work with you and everyone's going to want a refund. This is why you haven't been reaching your potential, your earning potential thus far, your own particular brand of your origin story paradigm. Until you solve this, you are destined to go around the same loops, the same patterns, hence those roller coaster months, because you can only achieve the potential that you believe you are capable of. So let's look at some examples of how your origin story paradigm could be running the show. With regards to pricing, you're charging too little. That little voice might be, I can't charge that. People won't pay that. All my clients are going to leave if I raise my prices. Ever heard that one? Or what about chasing invoices? The little voice might say, they're going to think I'm really mean, or I'm going to ruin the relationship. Or if you decide to update your terms of business, your rules of engagement with clients who've been with you forever, and who are probably paying your mates' raise, they're going to think things like, they're going to think I'm too big for my boots, and leave. And then what about the good girls don't talk about money myth? Do you resonate with that one? The little voice might say that it's uncouth or common to talk about money. Or how about nobody likes a show off? Or how about if we look at the rich bitch myth? You might have that little voice saying things like, I can't be rich. I don't dress rich. I'm not groomed enough. My car isn't good enough. You don't fit in. Your face isn't acceptable. Or how about my friends will hate me if I'm rich? They're going to think I'm a bitch. They'll think I've changed. Or how about they're going to want something for me? If I get rich, if I start making money, then my friends are only going to want me. They're going to see me as a meal ticket. Has anybody ever worried about that? Or how about not asking for help, feeling like you have to figure this money stuff, how to run a business all on your own? The little voice might be saying, you're not a proper business owner if you can't magically figure out this stuff. It's too late for you to run a business properly, whatever that means to you. You're a one-trick pony. You had just been lucky up until now. Or how about any shame or guilt you might feel about having taken past decisions, previous decisions, decisions when you didn't know any better or have better information? You might be carrying shame or guilt about credit cards or debt that you've got. We have all got this stuff swirling around. It's just how we're wired. We've all got this stuff, these stories, this narrative, these old paradigms swirling around. And it absolutely affects how you show up and how you show up and perform the results that you get in your business. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how to tackle your origin story paradigm so you can finally earn the money that you want, that you desire, and that you deserve so you can be a wealthy woman. And I want you to know that we go into a heck of a lot more detail on this stuff inside my program, Audacity. But today, I want you to come away with a plan today. And so we are going to go through the quick and dirty version. Okay. So this is the 5 steps that you need to follow. It's a 5-step sequence. So imagine you are triggered by a situation, by one of those situations that we have just described. The first question I want you to ask yourself is, what am I making it mean? What am I making this situation mean? What narrative, what story, what meaning am I attaching to the situation? What's this feeling? Where do I feel it in my body? When do I recall first feeling this feeling? See if you can locate it in your body. Because you are never reacting to the thing, right? You are always reacting to the memory that you have of the thing, the first experience that you have of feeling stupid or rejected or undeserving. Hopefully that makes sense. Let's move on to number two, which is the second question, which is it honest? Now, this is a bit of a trick question, but it is really, really important, this question, is it honest? Because how you are feeling is always honest. Now, as women, we are really good at squishing down our feelings, at disregarding them and ignoring them and burying our heads and carrying on regardless. But the problem is with these feelings of shame, of guilt, of undeservedness, whatever it is, they are still there in your body. And so this question, is it honest, is how you are feeling honest. It just gives you space to honor and acknowledge how you're feeling, because it doesn't feel good to be triggered by money stuff, right? Does it? And so you've got to have some strategies at your disposal to process those feelings. Going for a run, yoga, journaling, literally shaking it off, standing outside in the garden, listening to birdsong for 5 minutes with a cup of tea. Whatever it is, you've got to do something physical to allow those feelings to be processed and move through your body, because only then can you move on and start to deal with them. So we come to the third question. Is it true? Now, this one comes with a health warning because it can be quite confronting. Powerful, but confronting. Is it true that nobody likes you? Is it true that you are rubbish at business? You are rubbish at your job? You only produce rubbish results for clients or rubbish products? Of course it's not. So the question is asking you to seek out the tiny, tiny kernel of truth, the fact, the evidence at the heart of the situation. Now, this could be something as small as somebody pressed the refund button or somebody hasn't paid as yet. We are looking for the fact. And then your challenge is to separate this fact from the layers and layers of narrative and story and meaning, because of your money paradigm, that you have been layering on top, like layers of an onion. Hopefully that makes sense. It is really important, but so empowering to be able to see that truth, that nugget of truth, and everything else is narrative. So then we come to question four, which is believing this? Is believing this story, this narrative, this meaning, is it taking me towards making as much money as I want to and being as successful as I want to in my business? Or is it taking me away from that? And of course, it's taking you away from that, because otherwise we wouldn't be here, right? And then once you've acknowledged that, we can come finally to question five, which is, okay, so if believing this narrative, if believing this story is taking me away from my vision and the money that I want to be earning, what could I choose to believe instead? What new aligned paradigm could I choose to believe and introduce instead? Something like, I'm on the right path. It's a journey, but I'm on the right path. Or how about, I use my wealth for good. I have a huge ripple effect throughout my family and throughout my community. Or how about, clients love to pay me, or clients love to pay me on time? Or how about, even, I am changing the world with my business? So that is my challenge to you. to leave you with. What are you going to change your money story to? A supportive belief, a supportive paradigm that supports the big dream that you have for your business. Because it is, the world needs you to be successful. The world needs you to be a wealthy woman. There is so much good you can do with your business, both for yourself, your family, and for the world. A little invitation. Drop me a message with your new story. Drop me a message with your new money story and let me hold that for you. I would love to hear what you have come up with. And finally, a final invitation to take my authenticity and alignment quiz for female entrepreneurs. Now, this is a benchmarking quiz that I have come up with based on my work to help you figure out your authenticity and alignment score as a female entrepreneur. It's free. It takes 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how quickly you go through it. And it is going to give you personalized advice from me about how you can grow a more authentic and aligned business. There is a link wherever you are accessing this to go and take this quiz. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.